Oh, I'm bound to get into trouble with this one, but I gotta say it. You can't beat a good Welsh male voice choir. And amongst good Welsh male voice choirs, and here's where I'm heading for controversy, it's hard to beat Treorchy. Now, I can already hear the howls of protest from the Rhondda Bach, from the fans of Penderis. And fair enough, no one's going to deny that there's more than one Rhondda choir in the Super League of Welsh male ensembles. But I haven't said anything that's factually incorrect. It is hard to beat Treorchy. Back in the days when 20,000 people used to turn out to see who'd carry off the top choir prize at the National Eisteddfod, Treorchy won 6 times in a row. They've got class, and they've got chutzpah, and I'll put it this way, as carefully as I can. Amongst my favourite Rhondda choirs, there's none ahead of Treorchy. I love choirs, I do, but like coal mines and rugby, there have been times when male voice choirs have been in danger of becoming a bit of a Welsh cliché. As the insightful Rhondda journalist and broadcaster Carolyn Hitt puts it, for the past 40 years, no English television producer has been capable of making a programme mentioning Wales without sticking a pile of old chaps on top of a mountain to croon, "We'll keep a welcome." Well, do you know what? As a former TV producer, I've been close to being guilty of something very like that myself, with both Treorchy and Penderis. And I was on location the day that my closest associate in programme making, the inimitable Phil George, filmed the Treorchy choir emerging one by one from the terraced doorsteps of Dumfries Street, the very street where Phil grew up, to join in glorious harmony, singing Mavanwy in the middle of the road, to the amazement of all the neighbours. This early manifestation of what's become known as the flash mob may be a musical cliché, but it's one that's been seen and enjoyed by millions. I just checked. Quite apart from its BBC broadcast, just one of the many pirated versions of the sequence posted on YouTube has been viewed 401,394 times. The actress Joanna Lumley has said, "The Treorchy Male Voice Choir's version of Mavanwy is one of the most glorious things I've ever heard in all my long life." That's the thing about clichés. They can be popular. And good. What makes Treorchy and other Rhondda choirs more than a cliché is their ability to reinvent themselves while staying true to their musical heritage. In Treorchy's case, that heritage was forged by two remarkable men, the choir's first two conductors, who saw it through nearly half a century of growth and acclaim after it was reformed in 1946. Both were schoolmasters, but they had very different personalities and styles. The first, John Haydon Davis, possessed an uncompromising musical discipline, which transformed a band of raw and untrained musical recruits into an Eisteddfod-winning institution. In 1969, he handed the baton on to John Cannon Jones, who took Treorchy onto the world stage, touring North America and Australia, singing in the finest concert halls and cathedrals in Britain, recording with EMI, appearing on radio and TV with superstars like Tom Jones, Julie Andrews, Ella Fitzgerald and Burt Bacharach. Now, I wouldn't claim to know enough about the technicalities of singing to be sure, but a friend of mine who is musical once explained Treorchy's magic to me like this. It was created by the combination of those first two conductors. John Haydon gave them the musical foundation, the drilling in tonic sol fa, that produced the precision of their sound. John Cannon built on that and added an element of showmanship, of show business. Treorchy pioneered the introduction of popular hits of the day into the male choir repertoire. By now, they've made nearly 60 commercial discs, and they're probably the most recorded male choir in the world. I don't mean to imply, of course, that John Cannon's musical credentials were anything but impeccable. He was a distinguished church organist in his own right, and at Treorchy Comprehensive, alongside the choir's long-serving accompanist, Jennifer Jones, he inspired the classical music education of a new generation of Upper Rhondda talent, like the choir's present conductor, Stuart Roberts. But any choir which has sung with Shirley Bassey, Ozzy Osbourne, and Bon Jovi has been taught how to hit the right notes for the broad popular audience, as well as the musical connoscenti. Having given you some of the backstory of the Treorchy Choir, I want to finish by trying to put their sound in a context, a social context. And that allows me to redress the balance a bit. Because there's no doubt that the foremost chronicler of Welsh choral history is a man who sings with penderis. Professor Gareth Williams is a distinguished cultural historian, one of the leading interpreters of the industrial and social development of modern Wales. His book, Do You Hear the People Sing?, is a treasure trove which traces the origins and growth of choral singing in Wales from the 19th century through to the present day. Gareth Williams brilliantly explains how communities dominated by heavy industry, and given a spiritual and musical lifeline by the chapel, provided the perfect springboard for a choral revolution. Wales's reputation as the land of song may have begun with the triumph of the Côr Mawr, the great South Wales choir conducted by Caradog, which carried off the 1,000 Guineas Challenge Cup in London's Crystal Palace in 1872 and 1873. But it was the scores of male choirs, often linked to the workplace, the colliery, the quarry, the railway, the works, the docks, which established the tradition as a permanent, colourful and dramatic feature of Valley's life. Crowds followed the choirs in even greater numbers than football teams. Eisteddfod competitions became choral bullfights, keenly honed rivalries spilling over into betting, missile throwing, assaults on adjudicators. Men who did impossibly hard physical jobs, who would struggle to express their emotions in private, felt no embarrassment in standing in front of thousands and singing of love, faith, joy and pain. And the emphasis, stresses Professor Williams, as it was in industrial life itself, was on struggle, conflict, and the unity that hopefully would overcome all odds. Yes, it was the people's music. And in many ways, it still is. In his book, Gareth Williams tells the story of Treorchy as magnanimously as he does that of his own choir, Penderis. His conclusion? We should cherish our male choirs, all of them, even more enthusiastically than we do. They are the frequent object, he reminds us, if not of scorn, then of cliché, cartooned and caricatured near to death, except that they are far from dead. Though their passing has been predicted for the last 60 years, they are a feature of Welsh life. The Welsh male voice choir is alive and well, and impervious to cliché. I'm John Geraint Roberts. Join me next time for another trip down Memory Terrace in John on the Rhondda.